Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. My name is Sean Pendergast. His name is Seth Payne. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
You nervously pounded the table when you said 10 a.m. Like, that's gotta get out of here at some point. Settle in for a bit.
Coming off a day where we're only in for 2 hours on Monday, so I got to get my mind right.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a four-hour show today.
At least you're probably all juiced up from those high-profile games last night. Right?
Dude.
You're probably like, oh, man, how do you come off that high?
This is an example of just how strong the brand is. You've brought this up before where I've talked about, like, I don't know, the NFL, you know, they're probably going to be pretty angry that these two backup quarterbacks are facing each other. And as you point out to me, despite the fact that I read tweets that say how good the ratings are on every game that the NFL puts out there, you point out to me, like, well, the NFL is kind of an unstoppable machine. And I was, like, just generically excited last night. I'm like, ooh, two NFL football games. It's a doubleheader. And then I turn it on, and it's 9-3 at the half with Cousins versus, who are they playing? The Raiders.
Versus, who are they playing?
Yeah, no, that's what I had to think about it. And then you got Darnold whooping up on the number one overall pick in the draft over on the other channel.
And the Bears are like, whatever. I don't know. The Bears are making a fourth quarter stab at a comeback. But
where are they? I was in bed long before this isn't going to happen.
All right, whatever.
You're a better man than I am.
No, I'm not saying that it can last that way forever. But like right now, We're in some weird period where nobody knows who the good quarterbacks actually are. The uniforms, they've gone a little too far with the alternate uniforms. I like being able to look at the screen and immediately know who's playing.
Who's playing the
game? Yeah, there's a part of me, maybe I'm a grumpy old man. I don't like it when I don't immediately know who's playing based on their uniforms.
That's fair. It's funny you bring up the quarterback thing because I thought about this last night as I'm flipping back and forth between these two just dog crap pile games that were on TV.
John Kennard looked good.
And I'm watching and I'm going, okay, we've been subjected to way too much Caleb Williams this year.
Right, yeah.
Way too much. And I went and looked at the Bears' schedule, and they played a nationally televised game here in Houston in week two. Remember, that was C.J. Stroud versus Caleb Williams, and it turned out to be a defensive game. They got a London game in week six. They've gotten a couple like of those late window 4:25 games, you know, they're not prime time, but they're generally, if you're a Central or East Coast team and you're playing in the 4:25 Eastern time slot, that's thought to be a sexy game. They've gotten a couple of those. They had a Thanksgiving Day game against the Lions. Remember that game that Matt Eberflus screwed up and got himself fired? Last night's game, we still get them one more time in prime time the day after Christmas. That's a lot of Caleb Williams on
a big stage. Because there's Thursday night football.
Thursday night football,
there's
man.
There's so much football right now. Is there football every day?
We're in some sort of stretch. I went and looked it up before the season. With the new college football playoffs starting on Friday, other than, I think, Christmas Eve, there is high-level college football or NFL end-of-the-season type football.
Yeah.
Like, every day through, like, New Year's.
Yeah.
You know, from, like, the 20th to New Year's, it is just a feast.
I'm going to tell you this, Sean. You know, I struggle sometimes with getting overwhelmed with too much information. And, man, I am there. Yesterday I was having a rough day. There's just so much going on.
And
everything's just so different. It's just the college football system is so wild, wild west and out of whack, and you don't know exactly how everything works. I don't even want to get into like trying to keep track of the kids who have played 7 years of college football.
Oh, dude.
Spencer Rattler out. I have to constantly be reminded whether or not Spencer Rattler is a rookie. It feels like 3 decades ago he was about to be the number one overall pick in the draft going into his, what I thought was his junior season. No. I don't know.
Yeah. It's wild, man. Yeah, some dude who's like in his sixth or seventh year declared for the draft yesterday. And I'm like, what? You don't need to declare anymore, dude. Like,
and then even last night watching Kirk Cousins.
You only need to declare if you're 3 years in, brother, not seven.
Yeah. It's a lot. So, but as far as playoff scenarios and everything, I feel like that's what I started funneling it down to. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm just going to focus on the Texans, AFC South, what can happen, you know, and what do we need to pay attention
to? We'll go through the scenarios in the next segment. You brought up a good question because now we're the Texans are in the playoffs. In case you haven't heard, AFC South champs, Brian, 2 years in a row. Doesn't matter how it looked, Brian. Okay. Doesn't matter that there was 140 yards of offense plus a fake punt.
Doesn't matter what it looked like.
It's true. It doesn't matter what it looked like. They're 9-5 and they're AFC South champs. We can start to hone in a little bit on who they might play in that home game to start things off.
Yeah.
And because there's like a 43% chance they're playing the Ravens in the first round.
I had tweeted out, Texans fans, who would you prefer to see in the wild card round at home, the Steelers or the Ravens? I would say 90 to 95% of the responses said Steelers because they're a better matchup, probably. But then the one line of thinking that I really like is, hey, it depends on what your goals are. If your goal is to win a wild card game, sure, get the Steelers at home. If your goal is to go to the Super Bowl, get the Ravens at home.
You're going to have to go through them eventually anyways.
Right. Wouldn't you rather face the Ravens at home, where you have a pass rush that really benefits from the crowd noise, where the offensive line tends to play better, not great, but better than they do on the road. And yeah, if your goal is to advance as far as possible into the playoffs, then give me all that smoke at home in the wild card.
Well, the defense hasn't played a bad game at home yet this year.
Yeah.
You know, they've played.
And they brought out the absolute worst version of a lot of quarterbacks.
Correct.
Like Jared Goff, I think, most specifically. Okay. This guy's just it was the worst game of the year for him.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Josh Allen's going to be
that guy.
Josh Allen is going to be the MVP of the league.
Yeah.
And he set a record for futility against the 10. Now, granted, it's a different version of the Bills
right
now than was in week 5. That's how the NFL season goes. But it's still Josh Allen. And they held him into 9 for 30 in that game. So, yeah, my gut reaction, I always think like in a vacuum of just winning that game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, definitely Steelers. But you're absolutely right. Like, if you're having a long-term view of this thing, if it's all about the mix of the four games it takes to win a championship, the chances are you're going to have to go through if the Ravens win that division, chances are you're going to have to go through them anyways. So, yeah, get them at home. I like that. I like that mentality.
We had said is one of the keys to the victory before last week's game that the decibel meter had to be consistently above 110 decibels. And it was.
Was it?
I was watching down there.
You looked at the analytics?
Yeah. You know, I was surprised. The decibels weren't as high when it was down in the north end zone there.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing probably... I don't know where the monitor in the stadium is,
okay. But
also I'm guessing when it's down in the end zone, I've got the people in the other end zone.
Oh, you were looking up at the little dealio on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, I was monitoring it.
Yeah, I got you.
I don't know if that thing's accurate or not.
Were you surprised how many Dolphin fans made it to town?
No, not really.
They travel pretty well?
Yeah, okay. I was. They all stick out, though, too, because of the teal.
That's true.
So yeah. I don't know.
They don't blend in. There were a lot of them, man. They were pretty well represented that game. So,
I don't think any of them actually liked Tua.
So you not anymore.
I try to troll a little bit, you know, as people are walking in past our stage for the pregame show, and I didn't even get any. I kind of just got some. I got like polite laughs
and
some of the digs I was taking.
Tua
I almost fought a Cowboys fan though.
I know. I saw you gesturing with somebody over there. I'm like, wow, Seth's animated. You were down there amongst the people more than you normally are.
Yeah, and one of our
especially
listeners,
during a hot morning like it was on Sunday.
One of our listeners, and I'm blanking on his name, I apologize if you're listening right now, but he had a friend with him who was a Cowboys fan who just like walked into, I was talking to a bunch of our listeners, and this guy walks in and you know, I could tell this was vodka assisted. It was pretty strong on his breath.
That's impressive.
Yeah,
10:30 in the morning.
But he just started shouting about how awesome the Cowboys are, and I just kind of had to set the record straight. It was weird. I mean, this is one of those bellicose Cowboys fans that wasn't even aware of how bad his team has been for the last 2 decades. So it was pretty easy to put him down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I was fine. I wasn't going to fight him. But he started to look pretty agitated when I started hitting him with the truth.
I just looked over and saw you doing a lot of motioning. You were doing a lot of like arm and hand talking and stuff. And I'm like, oh, Seth's making a point over there right now.
I was demanding that he produce Larry Allen for me to talk to Larry Allen. Because
show
him,
me Eric Williams.
There's a cowboy I respect.
That's true.
And there's actually knows what he's talking about when you're I just want to show him how old Larry Allen is by now.
Nate Newton.
Yeah,
absolutely. Someone's pointing out on the text page, last year we played the Browns on Christmas, and then the Browns in the wild. It was Christmas Eve, but whatever. On Christmas, then the Browns in the wild card. That is something, you know, similar to last year. If you're trying to answer that, who would you rather play in the wild card round if you're the Texans? Because whoever it is, you're going to get them at home, the Ravens or the Steelers. You're going to get kind of like this Browns thing last year. Well, the Browns game in the regular season, you were trotting out Case Keenum and Davis Mills in some sort of two-headed quarterback thing. You didn't have C.J. Stroud in that game, and they got blown out. And you weren't letting Derek Stingley follow Amari Cooper around. Amari Cooper went literally for 260 yards in that game.
That was our big reveal in the playoffs.
That's right. That's right. So similarly, though, you are going to get, like, if we're trying to answer this question, it's this big mystery. Oh, yeah, that's right. They play the Ravens at home on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So we will kind of get some answers, assuming health, to that question.
And that's what a lot of the people responding to that question also said. Well, I'll answer this after the Christmas
Day game.
December
26th, I will give you an answer, yeah.
I mean, there is just that. So the Ravens' defense isn't as good as they typically are, but they can shut down the run pretty well. But it doesn't feel like, the Texans can exploit the Ravens' pass defense.
Right.
You certainly don't feel that way. But I think if all you want to do is win one game, then, Russell Wilson in Houston is probably going to be a pretty low-scoring affair for the Steelers. I like that long-term approach of, man, if you're going to make a run, give me the hardest matchup at home when I've got some control over it.
The Steelers, if this were last year, D'Amico's first year, and you're just shocked that they're winning the division, then the Steelers would be the right answer last year, because I would be like, well, they're probably not winning the Super Bowl this year. But this is a Super Bowl-caliber defense. This is a defense that can go on the road and beat good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And if your offense doesn't screw up, I can't believe we're saying this about the offense we hoped we were getting this year, and an offense with C.J. Stroud at quarterback. But the solution, as you pointed out yesterday, the solution, if they're going to make a deep run, the solution is probably going to be elite level defense, and then CJ just game manage here.
And I think
behind that offensive line.
And I hesitate to say elite defense, because the Texans defense, as good as they've been in a lot of regards, they're still not a genuinely elite defense, because they're too soft in the red zone and they allow too many chunk plays.
Yep.
So over the course of the season, I look back to the Lovie Smith Super Bowl team, where it was a really good defense, but the biggest thing was that they took the ball away
away.
Created a lot of takeaways. You know, and Dick Turan's team before that, that had a good run, they were similar. They weren't an awesome defense, but they were very opportunistic. It's got to look something like that.
Yeah.
And so your best opportunity to get that versus the Ravens is here at home.
So let's go through scenarios for the Texans. Let's get you guys up to speed. What needs to happen over the next few weeks? Are they stuck in the 4 seed? Or is a chance that they could climb a little bit here in the in what's going to be a really tough AFC? We'll take you through the scenarios. We'll get you educated. You can walk in and educate all your coworkers on this. We'll help you out with that.
School them up.
Coming up next.